but it's you, so.
Well, have you ever heard one called Old Podunk?
Not very much.
You have heard of you, son?
Yeah. She's from Old Podunk. She's poor as Job's turkey.
Let me ask you about this expression. Say, if you were trying to walk on a sidewalk and had some ice on it, you might say, well, somehow I managed to keep my balance, but two or three times there I...
almost slipped and fell.
Or say if somebody is waiting on you while you're getting ready to go somewhere, mm-hmm. You might call out to you, well, aren't you ready yet? You might say, well, I'll be with you
in a minute.
Or say if you're going somewhere and you want to know the distance, you might stop and ask somebody, well, how
far is it?
Or if you want to know about how many times about something, you'd ask, well, how?
How many times, or?
Any other way of saying that, like, maybe you want to know how many times I do these interviews a week, you might ask me, well, how?
How often do you do it?
Or this expression, say if I said, well, I don't think I'm going to vote for Ford for president. And if you agree with me, you might say, well, am I?
I'm going to vote for him, or so am I.
Or maybe you could say, neither am I.
Neither am I. That's right.
I'm asking about a few parts of the body. This part right up here.
Your forehead. Forehead.
Use them interchangeably.
Yeah.
Forehead or forehead?
A forehead.
What about this? This is a lot of long
hair.
Gotta get a haircut before I go home. A little bit long, or say if I let it grow out on my face, I'd say I'm growing.
Beard.
And this right here is my
ear.
Which one is that?
The lobe or the...
Well, you know, I've got two. This one is my
right ear
and
left ear.
And this is all my
lips or mouth.
And these are my
teeth.
And this one is called a
tooth.
What about this fleshy part?
Gums.
What about, say, this is the back of your
neck, or the nape of your neck.
And all this is your
throat.
What about saying that you can see
Adam's apple.
You ever heard that called anything else?
Yeah, but I don't recall.
I've heard people call it the goozle.
Well, your goozle is your whole throat.
Oh, the kind of like the esophagus?
Yeah.
Is your goozle?
Yeah, that's what we
see. You haven't heard anybody use it to mean out of that. Well, this is my
hand.
I have two.
Two hands.
What about this part right here?
Palm.
When I make a
fist.
I have two.
Two fists.
Well, you know, sometimes when people get older, they complain that they're getting stiff in their
joints.
And they might say they've got a touch of
arthritis or rheumatism.
Well, the upper part of your body is called your
chest.
These are your
shoulders.
And this is my left
leg.
And that's my
foot.
And I have two.
2 feet.
Well, this part right here that you might run into something, you know.
Your shin.
What about the, you know, the back part? Might as well demonstrate, you know. Right here, sometimes people say they squat down on their
haunches.
Uh-huh. Have you ever heard that instead of squat down, say anything else for that?
Not offhand.
Have you ever heard anybody say hunker down?
Yes, I've heard it. But most everybody says, well, I just can't squat down anymore.
Can't squat down.
That's my big one. I can't squat down anymore.
Picking tomatoes and all that kind of thing.
Well, I had a real bad car wreck.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm doing real well to be sitting here.
Yeah.
And that was one of the things that left me. I can't squat down. I'm thankful that that's all.
What happened? Did somebody run into you?
Uh-huh. See how big that ankle is.
Oh, yeah.
By the time I go to bed, it'll be twice that big.
Really?
Yes.